Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the only podcast that brings you the best bet on a range of sports from industry experts and covers each event in under 90 seconds. This is Bet Bites, the bite-sized betting podcast. If you're new to the podcast, it is very simple. We get an expert to give you their best tips, explain why they're the best tips, and we don't include any filler or any waffle. Please gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information. And football leads the way again this week, both the association and the American versions. We've put two professional Premier League radio commentators on FA Cup duty. We also look at English lower league football, Scottish top flight football and American football, because it is crunch time in the NFL with the championship games that decide who will contest the Super Bowl. Plus, it's the return of Conor McGregor to a UFC octagon, cricket's Big Bash League, and of course, our weekly dose of horse racing as well. But with so much football, where else to start but with the FA Cup and NAS Premjit?
The FA Cup fourth round begins this weekend, and I've picked out a couple of games for you on Saturday. The first is a huge prize play on third round heroes Crawley Town, who, having dumped out Leeds United in round three, head to Bournemouth. I'm taking the massive 8-1 on them to continue their excellent run in the competition. You know, Crawley are 10 games unbeaten in all competitions, they score lots of goals, they play on the front foot, and I've seen Bournemouth on a few occasions this season, including their last game at Derby County where they lost 1-0. It could and should have been around 5-0, such was struggling Derby's superiority in the game. They've lost their last two, and I think they could be subject of a massive upset, so Crawley at 8-1 to win at Bournemouth. The other game I want to look at is the game I'm covering, which is Barnsley versus Norwich City. Norwich's top priority this season is a return to the Premier League, and Daniel Farke made several changes in their win over Coventry in round three. Expect the same again here, but I think Barnsley will be too strong against a weaker Norwich team. These two met at Carrow Road and Norwich only just won 1-0, and I think Barnsley are more than capable of getting the better of a weaker Norwich lineup. So Barnsley at 9-4 for me in this one. And my go-to man for a Barnsley goal is Corley Woodrow. He is 21-10 anytime. So my picks are Crawley to beat Bournemouth at 8-1, Barnsley to beat Norwich at 9-4, and Corley Woodrow anytime in that game at 21-10. If you want to double up Crawley and Barnsley, it pays 26-1. Now with a look ahead to Sunday's FA Cup games, here's David Eason.
Some interesting games around this Sunday, starting with a repeat of a game from last season's fourth round, and that's Leicester going to Brentford. They won 1-0 there in the fourth round last season, Kelly Iheanacho grabbing the goal. I reckon he will play in this one as well, and I think Brentford get themselves a goal. Both sides, of course, third in their respective divisions. Brentford scoring goals. They're without Ivan Toney because he got himself sent off in the 95th minute at Luton in midweek. But I do still think they score a goal. Sergi Canos at 5-1 is my shout in that respect. But I think Leicester win this with both teams scoring. Leicester and both teams to score is 5-2. Canos, my goal scorer, at 5-1. To Everton against Sheffield Wednesday. COVID-ridden Sheffield Wednesday. Now, what Wednesday will turn up? At the moment, they are getting themselves results, but also at the moment, they're in isolation, not being able to play at all. They're getting back to some kind of fitness, they're able to play in this one, and I, again, think they will grab a goal at Goodison. Everton were a bit ropey against Rotherham in the third round. They were taken to extra time in that one. I think Wednesday don't get a draw out of this. I think they do get beaten, but I think Everton will concede a goal, and they were a bit ropey before that win at Wolves. I think Callum Patterson, who's on a run of 3-3, he scored in his last three games, will grab another one in this one. He's 15-2 to score at Goodison Park, but I think Everton win it. 21-10 is Everton and both teams to score. Double that with a 5-2 of Leicester and both teams to score, and it's 9.85-1. Your goal scorers, Canos at 5-1 and Callum Patterson at 15-2.
Like us? Then like us. You want to share us? Then share us. Want to subscribe to us? We'd be delighted if you subscribe to us. Want to go for a pint with us? That's literally illegal. Sorry. Make sure you follow at BetBites on Twitter for our latest tips.
My name is Gavin Puzulowski and I'm picking out my best bets in the Football League this weekend. In League One, I'm looking at Lincoln City. Odds on everywhere to beat Northampton Town at home. Look at goals in this one. The Imps put 5 past Burton recently in the league and 4 past Accrington in the Papa John's Trophy. The Cobblers lost 4-0 at Oxford last time out, and a month ago Lincoln won 4-0 at Northampton. So bets in this one. Lincoln to lead at half-time and win the match is a yes at 6-4 at Sky Bet. Lincoln minus 1, 13-8, yes. Minus 2, 9-2, also a yes. And Brennan Johnson for Lincoln is in great form. 5 goals in 5 games, including 2 at Northampton. Him to score any time, yes. 43-20 at Unibet is a definite play. In League 2, Morecambe are at home to Colchester, and the Shrimps, like the Imps, are odds on in most places to win. Not the most attractive price, but Colchester have scored in 4 of 5 away games. Morecambe have conceded in their last 3 at home, so if you fancy Morecambe to win, I do. Back then with both teams to score to boost the price to 5-2 in most places. Not many players who play for Morecambe started their career at Atletico Madrid, but Carlos Mendes Gomez did, and he's in fine form as well with 5 goals in 5 home games for Morecambe. He's 5-2 any time. And 3 of the last 4 home games for Morecambe, highest scoring half has been that of the second half, while 3 of 5 away games for Colchester, the second half has had the most goals. Highest scoring half, second half, yes, that's at 11-10 and is a play.
Please gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for all the information. You're listening to the Bet Bites podcast from Sports Betting Media.
I'm Derek Clark from the Talking Football podcast with my best bets from this weekend's Scottish Premiership. There are 2 games kicking off on Saturday and there's an intriguing contest up at Pittodrie as Aberdeen host Motherwell. The Dons come into the game off the back of a shock 4-1 thumping at the hands of Ross County last week. It was a result that led to banners being displayed outside Pittodrie calling for manager Derek McInnes to go. They face a Motherwell side who have looked much improved since Graham Alexander took over. He's overseen 2 draws from his opening 2 games, including last week's hard-fought point earned against runaway leaders Rangers. I reckon he may just pick up all 3 in this one. The Steelmen look good value to do just that at 16-5. And I also like the look of them to win both halves, which returns a very tempting 14-1. If you fancy an anytime goal scorer bet, then new signing from Burton Albion Stephen Lawless looks a good shout at 6-1. Elsewhere, and Ibrox Rangers will be expected to extend their lead at the top when they take on Ross County. Stephen Gerrard's men dropped 2 points last week at Firth Park, but they remain unbeaten for the season and would take a miraculous effort from the Staggies to come away with all 3 points. I fancy Rangers to win handsomely. They're overwhelming favourites, of course, but you might find some value in backing them to win -3, which returns odds of 11-4. Looking at the anytime goalscorer odds, I like the look of set-piece specialist Borna Barisic at 6-1. So in summary, I'm back backing Motherwell to compound the misery on Derek McInnes by winning away at Aberdeen, which returns odds of 16-5. And I'm also taking them to win both halves at 14-1. And Rangers will beat Ross County with goals to spare, I reckon. So I'm going for the Light Blues -3 at 11-4. And for Borna Barisic to net at 6-1.
Man cannot live on bread alone, but by bread and five-star reviews on this podcast platform.
I'm Nick Pete, host of the Fight Disciples podcast and part of the BT Sport commentary team out here on Fight Island Abu Dhabi for UFC 257, which goes down this weekend live on BT Sport if you are watching in the UK. It is, of course, the rematch between Dustin Poirier and the one and only Conor McGregor. They first fought in September 2014 when McGregor had his arm raised with a first round knockout that literally springboarded him towards a record-breaking run where he became not only a global superstar, but the first ever simultaneous two-weight champion in the UFC. Conor, of course, then goes on to fight Floyd Mayweather and becomes a global star and a multi-millionaire. But during that time away from the octagon, Dustin Poirier kept doing the work. He's had 13 fights since that loss to Conor. Only two of those fights were defeats. One of those a title fight. He became the interim champion. He has evolved as a mixed martial artist. The big question out here in the UAE is, has Conor McGregor put the work in? And can Dustin Poirier mentally get his head around the fact that Conor McGregor will try and break him down like he does with so many other opponents? My take on it, courtesy of Unibet, look for Conor McGregor in round one or round two, odds of 9-2 there. But if Poirier can survive those first 10 minutes, 6-1 for Poirier to win by decision. It's going to be super exciting. Make sure you tune in and you can follow us at fightdisciples.com. Enjoy the fight.
Like, share, rate, subscribe, set alerts. Whatever your podcast provider allows you to do, do that. Gamble responsibly or the bunny gets it.
Hello, this is James, the Cricket Badger, looking ahead to a massive weekend in the Big Bash League in Australia. T20 action sees two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. I'm going to give you a fourfold as we go through these matches. Melbourne Renegades, they're down and out in the competition. They're taking on the Brisbane Heat, who are one of six teams within 3 points of each other. In the middle of this league, the top five qualify. Everything is on these last few games. The Renegades are going to cause some problems for the Brisbane Heat. I'm taking the Renegades to win this match. In the second game on Saturday, the Melbourne Stars take on the Perth Scorchers, and the Perth Scorchers are in really good form. They can pretty much guarantee their progression into the playoffs with a win against the Stars, and I think they will do that. They were my pick to win the whole thing. They're still very much in contention to do exactly that. On Sunday, Sydney Thunder take on the Adelaide Strikers, and the Thunder have fallen off a bit of a cliff. They've lost three in a bout. Adelaide Strikers are in decent form. Take the Strikers to win that game. And finally, on Sunday, table-topping Sydney Sixers could end the Hobart Hurricanes' chances of making the playoffs. Sydney Sixers have been the most consistent team all the way through this big bash. And Moses Enriquez comes back from Australian Test action. He didn't play there. He warmed the bench, but he'd be integral to the Sixers' challenge for the trophy. I'm going to take him to be the man of the match. Prices aren't quite all out yet, but I'm with the Renegades, the Scorchers, the Strikers, and the Sixers in my fourfold over the weekend. Moses Enriquez to be the player of the match. The last game on Sunday. Good luck with all of your bets, everybody.
We do specials sometimes, darts, cricket, golf, and the like. Have a look on this podcast channel and make a note to listen later.
Hi, guys. Harry Dennis from the Couple of Punts podcast here with an exciting NFL double as we prepare to watch Conference Championship Sunday. Action, drama, and points should be aplenty. The last 5 years' worth of championship games averaging over 54.5 points per game. First off, we have the Green Bay Packers -3.5 and over 52.5 match points as they host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is the first time the two number 12s playing quarterback have faced each other in the playoffs, and we see it going the way of Packers QB Aaron Rodgers. He's potentially playing the best football of his career right now, and the MVP frontrunner should be able to shred this inexperienced Buccaneers secondary. Look for the Packers and their top scoring offense in the NFL to reach their first Super Bowl since they last won the Lombardi a decade ago. Then, we have the Kansas City Chiefs -1.5 and over 50.5 match points when they host the Buffalo Bills. There is an obvious question mark hanging over the health of last year's Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes, after he left the game against the Browns with symptoms of concussion, but his health appears to be trending in the right direction towards him playing. with Mahomes, the Chiefs have the number one passing offense in the NFL, and they've scored 30-plus points in their two previous AFC Championship games. Josh Allen and the Bills can run up the score themselves, but their inability to run the ball, and therefore keep Mahomes off the field, will cost them dearly. The Chiefs should progress and will have the chance to retain their Super Bowl title. So the double is the Green Bay Packers minus 3.5 and over 52.5 match points, and the Kansas City Chiefs minus 1.5 and over 50.5 match points, and it comes out at 10-1. And please do come and check out the Couple of Punts podcast with myself and Ross Williams, where we talk about all things NFL every week.
We release a new Bet Bites every Friday. Make sure you follow at Bet Bites on Twitter for our latest tips.
Welcome to the horse racing segment with myself, Luke Elder, ahead of what looks to be a pretty wet weekend across the country. Haydock have had to pass a few inspections throughout the course of the week. Hopefully, all will be okay for their Saturday meeting. And Ascot and Taunton look rather damp as well, albeit all three stayed pretty good cards. We're going to focus on Haydock for our English action. The 205 being the first of our fancies. Digger Doday is that fancy. Currently outsider of the field with Tom Buckley on board, taking a further £5 off. He's been running over fences recently. That's not really his bag though. He doesn't jump fences quite well enough. Back over hurdles, I think he could be interesting off a mark of 125. That's the same mark that he beat Nearly Perfect off at Uttoxeter on his most recent run over hurdles. Nearly Perfect, by the way, after that run improved £25. So hopefully Digger Doday can return in that sort of form over smaller obstacles. I think in the 420 as well at Haydock, JR could go okay. First run in handicap company off a mark of 115. I think he bounced last time around after running so well behind Sexton, finishing second at Carlisle the time before. He was off 349 days before that run, and JR is capable of better for the Sue Smith Yard. And just to throw a spanner in the works, we're going to keep you up late. We're going to go to Gulfstream Park for the 10:44. That's the Pegasus World Cup, their feature racer of the season, one of them anyway. And we're going to go with Code of Honour, who avoided the Breeders' Cup back end of last year. Instead, he was second at Belmont Park behind Complexity. He was second as well at Churchill Downs behind Bodie Express. I don't think that's bad form whatsoever, and Code of Honour can take the Pegasus World Cup. So that's Digger Doday in the 205 at Haydock, JR in the 420 at Haydock, and in the 10:44 at Gulfstream Park, the Pegasus World Cup, Code of Honour. Best of luck.
Thanks to Luke Elder and all our contributors this week. All prices were correct at the time of recording. BetBites is a sports betting media production. Visit our website for more of what we do, or follow at @SBM_podcasts on Twitter. Gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information. And the Australian Open tennis, the Super Bowl, the FIFA Club World Cup, just a few of the things around the corner. So stay tuned over the next few weeks, and we'll see you in 7 days.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.